If anyone love me, he will keep my word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pentecost Sunday, today's feast, it goes by another title in certain areas and certain mode of speaking. It goes by the title of Whit Sunday as well. It comes from the old English speak for Pentecost Sunday that was developed about the 11th century. And that Whit Sunday has two origins. The most commonly known origin of it is regarding the white that was worn by the Neophytes for being baptized on the vigil of Pentecost. We at St. Gertrude's had that the big solemn ceremonies of all of the vigil of Pentecost yesterday, and it, which includes the blessing of baptismal water and the opportunity to baptize. We actually had a conditional baptism yesterday at St. Gertrude's with that, and the child, or in this case it was an adult convert, was clothed after being baptized in a white robe. And so that white robe that the new Catholic wears after the baptism, that's where Whit Sunday came from. Now, it also has a second origin, too, that not many, but a few of the writers talk about, in which is that the wit comes from wisdom. And that is part of the origin of the term of Whit Sunday. So you have the idea of the Neophytes, and you have the idea of wisdom. But it's interesting that those two origins are there for that term, because when it comes to Pentecost, we can see a close connection between both of them, the white and the wisdom. If you remember your own baptism, I'm just kidding, I know you don't, but if you remember seeing a baptism, then you'll remember what happens during the rite of baptism. What does the priest do at the first station at the outside of the church? That is, he imposes salt upon the tongue of the person to be baptized. And he recites with that, "Receive the salt of wisdom, may it be to thee a mercy unto salvation." That salt of wisdom, he's asking for that specific gift of the Holy Ghost for the child to be baptized. Now, that gift is important. That gift is extremely important as the prayer lays out. It is what leads one to heaven. Now, why is that? The prophet Isaiah lists out seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, and he puts wisdom first amongst them, because it's the most dignified. It's the highest of the seven gifts. And he goes in order of dignity as he lists them out. And wisdom being the highest is there, and it is the mode by which we save our souls, because it is intimately united with the love of God. And wisdom, by definition, is that gift that causes us to relish the things of God. Now, I want to illustrate this to all of you in this sermon to have a better grasp on what the gift of wisdom is and why it's important. And I'll do so by using the symbolism of the salt. It's not by accident that the church chooses salt as a symbol. And so through the salt, we can see just exactly what wisdom is. First off, is what salt does. Salt brings flavor. Salt brings flavor to food, from food outward. Nobody really just eats salt. It's not like you're gonna go into your kitchen and take a tablespoon and load it up with salt and eat it. That'd be gross. But salt, a little bit on our food, is delightful, because it doesn't just taste like salt, but actually takes the flavor of the food that you're seasoning and brings it outward. It brings it more to the surface so you can better appreciate it that way. That's why so many great pieces of meat, like steak or chicken, things like that, salt is a primary seasoning used on that, because it's not adding something to it, it's enhancing what's already existing in the food itself. Now, with the faith, wisdom brings out for us the flavors, if you will, of it, that the depth and the richness of the parts of the faith, so we can appreciate it more, that we can have a greater depth of knowledge of the things of the faith and a greater love of those things. And when we do so, when we see it more clearly and we have a greater depth of appreciation for the pieces of the Catholic faith, then we are more quickly able to recognize the faith and its aspects when we see it. Think of it in this way. Think of it as an expert in wine. Now, many people enjoy a glass of wine, but experts are able to dig deeper into the flavor of a wine. They've trained their palate and they're able to pull out hints and notes and lasting flavors and little pieces of it to provide that in-depth description that is on the back of a wine bottle that you sit there and go, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, the more one appreciates wines, they can figure out all those little pieces that go into the complex flavor of it. And then they're more able to distinguish good wines from bad wines, higher quality wines from lower quality wines, able to set prices, able to give accurate descriptions, and have a true love and appreciation for something that is essentially just a beverage. It's the same in regard to the faith. The more we enhance our knowledge and love of the faith, the more we appreciate. The more we are able to pull subtle pieces of it from something that perhaps we've already read, something that we've already learned about or studied before, but we revisit that and we gain more and more from it because our wisdom in the pieces of the faith has increased. This can be seen in that recognition, that quick recognition of the pieces of the faith in the life of Blessed Clement Mary Offbauer. He was educated in the faith later on, and he was trained and ordained a priest, but his level of theology was one of just a simple priest. He had made his way through seminary, but he had not advanced to some sort of extreme degree or extreme level of learning. Yet the highest of church dignitaries would oftentimes come to him and present him with theological books or works or treatises in order for him to look at, because he had such a gift of wisdom in his soul that at one simple glance he could right away separate that which was orthodox from that which was not. Secondarily, what does salt do? Salt preserves. Now, today it's not so often thought about, but before modern refrigeration, salt was a preservative for things like meats. It kept it from rotting. The gift of wisdom preserves our faith. Our depth and appreciation of what we know about things of God, that always keeps us searching for more in that way of things of God. And we're able to recognize easily those aspects and keep ourselves from falling into error. We are able to see for our own souls the things that are dangerous to our soul and the things that are good and healthy and building upon our soul. And we are better able to choose the good and reject the bad because we are able to maintain our strength of soul by the wisdom that we've built up by the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thirdly, salt is used to prevent slipping. We use it on the roads. I think here they use some sort of chemical, but in Massachusetts, where I grew up anyways, and in many other places, they use rock salt upon the roads, and it melts the ice and it provides extra traction for tires so that they don't slide in icy conditions. Now, because we have a greater knowledge and appreciation of the faith by building up the gift of wisdom, wisdom keeps us from falling backwards when we come into difficult times in our spiritual life. We're going to experience periods of dryness. We're going to have times of temptation. We're going to have times of persecution against us. We're going to have times of stress in our life. And that wisdom arrests us from falling, or at the very least, keeps our falls in short duration so that we can quickly confess and continue to strive on our path of spiritual growth. So salt keeps us from falling too far backwards. Wisdom keeps us from falling too far backwards in times of trial and difficulty. Those are the three purposes of wisdom. It's to be able to bring out the flavor of the faith, to have us to be able to understand quickly and see and appreciate the points of the faith, and to prevent us from falling or slipping. So, being so important, how do we increase our wisdom? Well, it starts first and foremost with prayer. We should pray to be increased in all of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. We should pray regularly for our daily needs. We oftentimes remember to pray for others or remember to pray for different intentions, but ourselves, we go unprayed for by ourselves. We have to ask for what we need, and the Holy Ghost is there to aid us, and we need those gifts, most especially wisdom. Secondarily, reading and studying, making that an aspect that is just intimately united with our spiritual life, to study and read the scriptures, to read and reread our catechism, to read the lives of the saints, to read a book on apologetics so we can explain the faith to others. All of that increases our knowledge and understanding of the faith, and each time we revisit it, we're always able to glean more from that because the faith is unmeasurably deep, and we can never exhaust that. We can increase our wisdom by simply learning about and following the liturgical year, seeing the temporal cycle of the church and what the spirit and the purpose of all those different times and all of those feasts are. We can do so by fostering devotions in our lives and having different prayers that we offer at different times. All of this creates this richness to our faith. All of these are small little aspects of the notes and the hints and the flavors that are pulled out more and more by the gift of wisdom. And we appreciate them more, and we understand them more, and we're rooted in them more. And they hold us fast, and they keep us from wavering, because the Holy Ghost is there for that very purpose, to strengthen, to fortify us, so that we are able to live good, holy, Catholic lives, and thus be able to save our souls. When we increase in wisdom, we increase in the love of God. And when we love God, He returns that love back to us. And that is how we save our souls. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.